Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Music is so important to me because I've been an entertainer for a long time, but music is making music. It's so important, but the hard part is going about getting that record deal, that Covenant record deal. It's like it's so hard to do, you know. I was looking at the compilations that I was on a while ago and how it shows the ambition that I had. And to this day, it's like so, it's such a drag, you know, not to get to the next level, but I still believe that my Hollywood dream can come true, you know. You heard that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. It was about me struggling. I came out here, so it was about me struggling. Here it is. Speaking not just in terms of myself, but speaking in terms of the people who are probably listening, or people in Hollywood are still struggling to get that recognized. And, you know, it includes the actors, the singers, but particularly those musicians. I'm a musician. I play the keyboard and I just write songs, you know. My music is so important because it comes from the heart. So I hear the criticism that comes through the territory with art. At first, A long time ago, it was hard for me to hear. But the willpower overcame whatever sensitivity I had because they said, oh, I can't sing or whatever. And I know I can sing. Then I heard them talking about my music. You know, like yesterday they were saying, oh, I can't play the keyboard because they heard Love is Spiritual. Well, I've written that song. It's about writing that song. I write songs in many different ways. And that comes with the territory of writing a song. I can play the keyboard. So it's going to happen. If I get bigger, I know it's going to happen. But my music is my music. It's so important to me. I might be on my website, I got 372 compositions, but I have more. I've written thousands of songs. So I've done a lot to try to make my dream come true. And I'm going to continue to go for my dreams. And I hope to you out there, if you have a dream, go for it. If you wrote a song, it's your music. You should own it. It's hard, you know, as a composer or a lyricist or you know, to get ahead in the entertainment industry. It's very hard, and I'm living it. The truth is most musicians don't make hardly any money. And most musicians don't make it, unfortunately. It's very difficult. I don't know. But one thing, my music is my music. I love to make music. I love to come up with a melody, whether I play on a keyboard or if I sing the melody. Because there are songs, lots of songs, that I just sung the melody with the lyrics. But there are songs where I just sung the melody with the lyrics, and there's a drum, you know, drums, and then I play, improvise a keyboard, you know, just make up something on the spot. If it sounds great, that's great. If not, I just, you know, do another new keyboard melody or keyboard, you know, write a song on the keyboard. But I don't care, because those songs, I've written the song, whatever the song sounds like. If it sounds corny to others, or if it sounds great, or if it doesn't sound great, I wrote that song on the keyboard, so I know I can play. I have my off days. Off days on the keyboard, because I don't play that often. One reason is because I've done it so long, and I'm probably frustrated in terms of writing a song. So I wrote so many songs, so I'm kind of like, you know, it's like I don't know what to write, you know, because maybe I have, a block, you know, what you call where I can't, I try to write a song and I just can't do it because I wrote so many, so I need a break. Or maybe I'm just not as enthused. I don't have the creative flow in me to write the next song because I'm having trouble trying to figure out how to write it. The other reason is because I live in a building, and my keyboard can get really loud. I don't want to draw attention to myself, especially with all these other situations I'm dealing with. But I have to play the keyboard on a regular basis because, or at least when I can, because I come up with new, fresher songs. There's another reason. When I get on the keyboard and I play my old songs, you know, like I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, that's the first version. I won't do the songs in the studio that were released because they've been released. So it's no use of doing those songs unless I was doing it in concert, singing it or whatever. But the ones where I play all original songs. But, you know, I have to play. You know, I have to play the song. I have to write. But the other reason why I'm reluctant at times to write on the keyboard is because when I write the songs like I Do Love You or I play that. I do play that. That was released. That's the only one I play. Or I want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True for first version. I get inspired to write original song. You know what that means. So I write original song, and I'm like, oh, this sounds great. So I got the original song. So you know what in my head that means. That means that if I write something original and I like it, I might release it. And then I say, oh, I got to protect it. So, and I'm too poor to be coughing up $65 to go to the U.S. Copyright Office. I already spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on it. So I had to send it to the Copyright Office. Then I had to register it on my BMI, which is great. But, you know, it's like, ooh, I wrote a song and I don't have the money to go to the copyright. So I'm scared. So it's like, okay, let me just play the songs that I written, and that's it. You know, that's the thing. And that's the enthuse. Because it's like making a living out of music is very difficult. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to make another original song. But, it's about those situations. But it's great making music. So I love to write and play. Do I use other instruments? It's pretty much the keyboard right now, you know. It's great to do. It's great to sing. Here's, last thing I'm saying, if you write a song, if you sing, and you want to make it an industry, may your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Duff Knight. And here's the I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, the part two. Now, this is part two. When I say part two, this is not the original version. The original version is when I play on the keyboard in my living room, and I played it. It is a much longer version. And this one, part two, which I did in the studio, perhaps my last studio recording, I don't know, because I've done it so long. I've done it a real long time, where I'm in a writing with someone else, but I was involved in the producing, not just the vocal arrangements, but also the producing, and a keyboard. The keyboard sound. I was involved. My melody on the keyboard that I wrote was mixed with someone else, and we added stuff, some more studio version. Here is, and I just played it. I want my Hollywood dream to come true, part two.